ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Week 12 is upon us. Welcome on in to the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, here for you each and every Sunday morning during the football season. Talking fantasy football, taking your calls at 312-332-3776. As always, the Fantasy Football Show presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. As always, thank you to them for another great year of fantasy football talk on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Again, I am Jeff Meller. You can also find me on Blue Sky. Follow me at Jeff Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Hit me up there. I'll do my best to answer your questions throughout the morning. As long as you get them in before 11 a.m. Central, I'll try and answer your fantasy football question if you do so in a timely manner. If you can't get in on the phone lines, which do get packed up pretty quickly, I think we have two lines open right now. So jump on in if you want to have your question answered on the air here. We'll do what we can. We need to address what happened on Thursday night, the snow game. Everybody had a lot of fun watching the Browns and Steelers play that one in the snow. And of course, Jameis Winston commented on playing in snow for the first time.
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather.
Gotta love Jameis Winston. And then we, of course, got the post-game breakdown after he delivered a win to Cleveland. Nick Chubb, by the way, a couple of touchdowns. So that was nice for the folks who had to start him. You may have had to because of six teams on bye. But I did love Jameis Winston in pregame on Prime giving us this gem.
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm depending on the Lord.
So we'll depend on the Lord for our victories, but let's be horses. Let's prepare for battle as we get after the Week 12 slate. All right, so key injuries. And if you're new to the show, I'll run through all the key injury news as of this morning, the latest from all the NFL insiders, what we need to be aware of. And then we will break down some of the matchups inside some of the games. And then we'll take your calls throughout the remainder of the show up until 8 o'clock when our coverage of Bears football begins. Pre-game hosted by Black and Abdallah. They'll get you ready for Bears and Vikings. We'll touch on that a little bit with some of the injuries, but of course, we'll give you a full day of Bears coverage on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago, as the Bears host the Vikings at Soldier Field. All right, biggest injury news for this week that we need to address.
Purdy pats the football, throws to the right side for the end zone. Oh. It's caught by George Kittle, and he drags his toe across the line for the touchdown. George Kittle!
All right, so George Kittle returns for the 49ers, but the bigger impact came at the start of that highlight. The man throwing him the football, Brock Purdy, is not going to be starting for the 49ers. This is concerning for the Niners' skill weapons that you've been relying upon. Brandon Allen will be the man who will be throwing the pill around for the 49ers. I am a little bit concerned for George Kittle. Maybe Juwan Jennings takes the biggest hit for fantasy purposes. A little scared to use him. I think you have to continue to use Christian McCaffrey, but I do wonder how many points the 49ers are going to be able to put on the board against the Packers in Lambeau Field without Brock Purdy. I am not at all convinced that Brandon Allen can lead the 49ers to a victory here in Lambeau. 325 kick. Nah, Packers are a 5-point favorite, and that was a huge swing when we got the news on Purdy Friday afternoon. Moved from 3 points to five, so huge 2-point swing almost immediately. So obviously the folks, the bookmakers, are aware this is a huge downgrade for the 49ers, and I am a little bit concerned about. Again, I think Juwan Jennings probably is the one man who I might be a little bit cool on starting today.
11th play of the drive, 7 of Atlanta, shotgun snap, second down, goal. Hurts catches on, throws a line drive, caught! Leap in the back of the end zone, underneath the crossbar, Devontae Smith leaping high with his club hands above his green helmet underneath in the back in the middle. A 7-yard strike.
So, Devontae Smith, we move quickly to Sunday Night Football because this is the second biggest injury. Devontae Smith has already been ruled out with a hamstring injury, so he is not going to be available. Of course, A.J. Brown stands to reason he'll be heavily targeted against the Rams tonight at SoFi Stadium. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite, but you're going to have to look at alternative pass-catching options if you were hoping to use Devontae Smith. Here, locally.
Toss left, swift, hit the gas, 35. A little razzle-dazzle to the 20, to the 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Bears. Out of toss left, DeAndre Swift strikes swiftly. 39-yard touchdown run. Bears are back in front here in Soldier Field.
Jeff Joniak on the call right here on ESPN 1000, your home of the Bears. DeAndre Swift dealing with a groin injury this week. Missed practice on Wednesday, or maybe was he miss or was he limited? Neither here nor there, because he will be available, according to Adam Schefter, for the Bears, as will Keenan Allen, who was listed as questionable. So the Bears will have Swift and Allen to go to make give them the full complement of weapons for Caleb Williams against Brian Flores, the king of the zero blitz. Brian Flores' defense. It will be interesting to see how this one plays out for fantasy purposes. DeAndre Swift, certainly somebody that I think in a week with six teams on bye, is going to be needed in a lot of lineups at the running back spot, so you can go ahead and use him. And another running back you can use in this game.
Darnold back to pass, shakes the shoulders, dumps to Jones, walks into the end zone, touchdown, Vikings! That's Aaron Jones' first touchdown wearing the colors. He's showtime!
All right, so it's been about a month or so since Aaron Jones has scored a touchdown, partially because he's been leaving games early at times, dealing with a rib injury. Good news is he's off of the injury report, so he has a great matchup against the Bears. Without Andrew Billings, that run defense has really suffered. I think Aaron Jones has the potential for a big game in front of him. I will, though, offer up, if you really need some help, a desperation play of Cam Akers might not be the worst idea. He's been much more heavily involved over the last couple of weeks since Aaron Jones has been nursing that rib injury. Cam Akers knows the system. He was brought in and traded for, and he's immediately taken over as the second string back over Ty Chandler. So I think Cam Akers is a sneaky flex play if you need an option here. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him get double-digit touches. And as I mentioned, this Bears run defense without Andrew Billings has really suffered. So I think there's going to be opportunities there. One note I will say regarding the Bears passing game, I'm intrigued to see how Caleb does against Brian Flores. When Caleb did dub him the king of the zero blitz in his Wednesday press conference, I do think there's the opportunity here for some big plays if the Bears can block it up just enough to give Caleb a little bit of time. He can utilize that elite arm talent that he has and maybe look for Rome Odunze to break off some long plays here if the Bears can block it up just enough to give Caleb a little bit of time. So that is the you live by the sword, you die by the sword, you live by the zero blitz, you die by the zero blitz. There's going to be opportunities for Caleb Williams to make some big plays down the field. Will he be able to take advantage of it?
First and goal at the 5. Jones back, looks, fires it into the end zone. Touchdown, Neighbors, on the skinny post. And the Giants now lead it by 2 touchdowns with the extra point pending.
All right, so the New York Giants host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at MetLife Stadium. Daniel Jones will no longer be throwing footballs for the New York Football Giants. But Malik Neighbors now will be catching them today. He has a groin injury, but he's expected to play. That is the good news. He will be receiving passes from Tommy DeVito. Is this a good thing? Is this better than receiving them from Daniel Jones? Listen, it probably couldn't get much worse than it has over the last month or so. Malik Neighbors was absolutely dynamic the first month of the season before he left with a concussion injury. He came back, had one nice game. But it's really been a struggle in that Giants passing game. Daniel Jones, the primary culprit. So hopefully this gives Malik Neighbors a path forward to being a little more startable. Because if you were like me, I think you were probably getting a little bit skittish about relying on Malik Neighbors over the last couple of weeks because of the performances, again, primarily due to Daniel Jones' inability to get him the football. I will say I am a little bit more confident about using Tyrone Tracy as well now that Daniel Jones is no longer operating. I don't have a ton of confidence in Tommy DeVito, but if you look back last year, he had a few moments where he was able to give the Giants a cogent offense at times. So we'll see a change. I think it had to be made. So that's a little bit encouraging if you have Neighbors or Tracy.
Sterling Shepard gets the snap, fakes the handoff, props back seven, cocks his arm, pass near side, caught on a knee, goal line, touchdown, Mike Evans! Caught that ball for his 100th touchdown reception of his terrific career.
And since that 100th touchdown catch by Mike Evans on Monday Night Football, we haven't seen him in over a month. He is set to return in the Bucs game against the Giants today from that hamstring injury, which will give Baker Mayfield a much-needed receiving option in that passing game. So that's the good news, Mike Evans. I think you can go ahead and probably start him. You know, I've been saying it over and over again with six byes. I should actually officially say the teams that are on byes, and they are some pretty good offenses. Of course, the Atlanta Falcons, a lot of options there for fantasy purposes. They are on bye. The Buffalo Bills, we know Josh Allen is locked into every single lineup. James Cook has been for the most part as well. Both those players are out on bye this week. The Bengals, Burrow, Chase, must starts, they're on the bye. The New Orleans Saints, Taysom Hill, we'll hear about him in a little bit, but of course, can't use him today. The Jets, boy, maybe this is a reprieve for anybody who's been relying on Davante Adams or Garrett Wilson. The Jets are on bye this week. And then finally, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not a ton of fantasy options you've been relying on, but they are the sixth and final team on bye this week.
Takes the snap, fakes the give, rolling to his right. Goff is looking, loads it toward the end zone, caught for a touchdown. Sam Laporta got behind the defense, and Jared Goff with a perfect throw. A 20-yard touchdown, and the Lions are on the board.
Sam Laporta back for the Lions, and that offensive juggernaut that they are these days, I think he's pretty much a must-play for most teams out there. You picked him high. It's been a very, very tough season for Laporta owners, but go ahead, get him back into your lineup. He's starting. The Lions always have the opportunity, it feels like, to score five touchdowns each and every week this year. So I think you have to use Laporta if you have him on your roster.
Handoff, Pacheco redirects to the left, and he slices in for the touchdown. The Chiefs regain the lead. Isaiah Pacheco, angry runner.
All right, so it looks like Pacheco will be active and back for the Kansas City Chiefs as he returns from injured reserve, and that is going to be an absolute headache for anybody who has been relying on Kareem Hunt. It's just going to, if you had to guess, wouldn't be surprised at all if Pacheco comes back this week and is the lead runner in terms of touches, but Kareem Hunt has obviously carved out a role. It's a juicy matchup against the Carolina Panthers. So again, in a week where six teams are on bye, I can very easily see a path forward for both running backs being started on a lot of fantasy rosters, especially if you're looking at a flex spot here. Or if you're desperate and you need a second running back, I can make the case for both. Don't really know what we're going to get. Impossible to know, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see a pretty even split between both Hunt and Pacheco. So something to be aware of if you're relying on the Kansas City running game this week against the Panthers. For the Panthers,
handoff, Brooks turns on the speed. First down and more, and you can kiss him goodbye. Jonathan Brooks, 70 yards, touchdown, Texas.
All right, so JB, in that clip, Jonathan Brooks will finally make his long-awaited NFL debut. I'm not using him in my fantasy lineup this week. I want to see. It's a tough matchup against the Chiefs. It's also a Chuba Hubbard problem that he is going to have to face the rest of the season. I think a lot of people drafted Jonathan Brooks in their fantasy drafts thinking they were finding potentially a mid-season starting running back. I'm not sure if Jonathan Brooks is going to be able to be counted on as a starter at all at this point in the season, especially when you consider how well Chuba Hubbard has been. And again, Bryce Young will be the starting quarterback going forward, at least according to Dave Canales, assuming things don't go completely sideways on him over the last stretch of games here. But I don't think Jonathan Brooks is somebody you're going to be able to count on. And again, in a week with six teams on bye, if I'm saying I'm not using him even, you know, in his NFL debut, again, tough matchup against the Chiefs. And we know that Chuba Hubbard is probably going to be the lead back, at least for the remainder of the season here, if not even next season when you consider they signed him to an extension. So Jonathan Brooks, he makes his NFL debut, but you don't want to use him in your fantasy football lineup. All right, there you go. All the key injury news from this morning, all the latest that we have. 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to jump on in. I am Jeff Meller on the Fantasy Football Show. Scott in Maryville. Scotty, what's going on?
Hey, my good man. I went and I picked up Hunter Henry. I could get Taysom Hill or also Dalton Schultz. Of those three tight ends, who would you like?
I don't trust Dalton Schultz these days, so I'm not using him. It comes down, it's Henry versus Hill. The one thing I'll say is because they're at home, it's a tough place to play. I still personally would roll with Taysom Hill. He's one of the very few tight ends out there who has the possibility of scoring three touchdowns each and every week. So I shoot for the upside with someone like Taysom Hill in the tight end spot if I don't have a stud like Kelce.
When Taysom is involved in everything, and that is what we've seen today. He picks up another first down, still going. Taysom Hill with his third touchdown today. Takes this one 75 yards.
That was last week right here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I hope you did indeed roll with Taysom Hill, because if you did, there's a decent chance that you got yourself a victory. I think we've hit the point where you kind of have to lock Taysom Hill into your lineup most weeks just because of what we saw last week. And now that they have a new head coach in charge, they're clearly utilizing him near the goal line. The offense is better when he is the feature in the red zone. That sucks for Alvin Kamara owners, but I don't think you can ignore that. So I think what we learned from that is Taysom Hill, after this week, after he's back from the bye, he's pretty much must start at tight end from, you know, moving forward for the remainder of the season, the way they utilize him down near the goal line. And I see Scott's on the line, so I'll get to him in a moment. But let's kick things off with Neil, who is in Park Ridge. Neil, you're on the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. What's up, bud?
All right, thanks for taking my call. I've got a tight end question myself, and I have George Kittle, who you'd think would be just lock and load, but he's got a quarterback this week with Purdy out. I don't even know who the quarterback is. My backup is
Brandon Allen.
Smith. Yeah, okay, thank you. And my backup is Jonnu Smith, who went absolutely nuts last week when Kittle was in bye, so he helped me there. So would you roll with Chris Kittle and think he's maybe quarterback-proof, or would you go with Jonnu Smith and roll the dice and hope he has another big week? Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. It's a really good question here, Neil. This is a kind of a philosophy question here, because you're right. Jonnu Smith, it's not just last week when he had the big week, but really over the last month, he's been the primary pass catcher for the Dolphins. He's really had some, you know, some good numbers each and every week if you look at it. So, and he obviously popped last week for the big week. So, but I personally, when George Kittle's out there and healthy, I'm going to use him. You know, he's established himself now for plenty of seasons as somebody who the 49ers look to get the ball. And I think to what we've seen since Brandon Ayuk went down, Kittle's been even a little more consistent as an option in their passing game. So I would still use Kittle over Jonnu Smith. I just can't, you know, I can't put myself in a position where I bench George Kittle when he's out there, because speaking of guys who can score three touchdowns, he's actually one of those other tight ends who can do it. So I'd still use Kittle over Jonnu Smith, but I think it's a great position to be in. You've got some depth there, Neil, and I think it's, you know, worth monitoring. If we see Brandon Allen go out and be absolutely atrocious, and then we, you know, find out next week that he's starting again, although it sounds like Purdy is going to potentially be back next week, then maybe I could get to a spot where I would put Kittle on the bench, but I can't do that just yet. Let's try Mike, who is in Mount Prospect. Mikey, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff, before we begin, are you certain that Pacheco is playing?
Good. You know what? Let me confirm. Well, let's see. I was under the assumption he was, but I'll double check that, Mike.
Because the network, NFL Network said he's 100% out yesterday.
So okay. You know what? I apologize that, yeah. So you know what? I apologize that evaded me. So thank you for catching me. You're right. I missed that one. Isaiah Pacheco will be out Sunday versus the Panthers, which I think makes Kareem Hunt that much more valuable.
Of course, I'm up against Kareem Hunt, and now that would have...
Yeah, no.
Okay,
so,
anyways.
Good, hold on. Good catch, Mike. Thank you for correcting me. I apologize to the listeners out there. I did miss yesterday. Pacheco was ruled out officially. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. I've got the guys I've got right now, I've got starting is Josh Jacobs at home against San Francisco and James Conner at Seattle. And then I got McLaurin as my flex against Dallas. However, I've got Tony Pollard on my bench, and now that Tyjae Spears is out for sure this week, do I replace him with one of those three guys? I don't know.
Now, you know, Jacobs, Connor, and who was the last one, Mike?
McLaurin, who's averaging 20 points,
sure.
But last week he caught one pass for 10 yards.
You know, yeah, but you know, it's the Cowboys, exactly. And I think, I'm Jacobs and Connor are kind of... They're on better offenses than Pollard. Yeah. That's the one thing that, you know, I'm a little concerned about with Pollard. Things could go sideways for the Titans, and all of a sudden they're playing chase. Whereas the other three options, you feel pretty good about where their offenses are at, their roles in them. So, yeah, I'm going to still use Jacobs, Connor, and McLaurin over Pollard, Mike. So, unfortunately, I think you are on the right path. I'm not going to give you any more clarity in regards to that one. Let's try James, who's in Norwood Park. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff, I got full point PPR. I'm just curious if Jordan Love, because I heard Bosa's out, or Geno Smith.
Yeah, so and good point, James, on bringing up Nick Bosa, because if you watched last week, the 49ers defense was absolutely shredded the moment Nick Bosa left the game by Geno Smith and the Seahawks. So I like where your head's at. I'm using Jordan Love over Geno Smith, even though I just mentioned him. But Jordan Love and the Packers at home at Lambeau, I think they're going to have a pretty good day against the 49ers, especially, again, back to the Brandon Allen problem here. You know, if he turns the ball over at all, the 49ers could be in chase mode very quick. I like Jordan Love to put up some decent points. Geno Smith, you know, listen, he's been a pretty solid fantasy performer, but Jonathan Gannon actually has the Arizona Cardinals playing pretty solid defense with some, you know, fairly anonymous players. They've done a nice job. I like Love over Geno Smith today, James.
Hey, Jeff, my brother is asking one quick question. Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, or Stafford? Just if you had any opinion on that.
Yeah, listen, Baker's been a really nice find this year, but I'm and maybe this is Mayfield versus Love here. Listen, I want to say I think Love is the play, but in my ranks, I actually, when I put him out, I have Baker Mayfield higher. So I guess if I'm, you know, against the Giants there, Mike Evans returns. So I guess if I'm going with my ranks there, I would say Baker Mayfield would be the play there, James. So tell your brother, go ahead and use Baker Mayfield. Let's try Dave, who is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, man?
Good morning, Jeff. With Purdy being out and Debo really pretty much hasn't done anything since he's come back from his injury, I have a PPR question here. I need one of these three, Pittman, Swift, or Debo.
Oh, boy. Swift, the only thing that makes me a little bit nervous is the groin. But, you know, I do think the Bears are going to try and establish the run. You know, it just stands to reason that they're going to do their best to neutralize the blitz a little bit here. So I of those options, I'm with you, Dave. I don't trust Debo right now at these stages, especially with Allen starting. So I'm not using him. Swift versus Pittman. Listen, Anthony Richardson, it's not like he's been trustworthy either, even though the game was great last week. So I think Swift, even though I don't have a great deal of confidence in him having a monster game today, he's just the one I feel safest about.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today.
Thank you, Dave. We heard him in the rejoin. Let's bring in Scott in Maryville. Hey, Scotty, I hope you went with Taysom Hill last week.
Oh, man. I tell you what, regardless of that replay, I was calling to just tell you thank you so much for that. I played him. I got 43 points out of him, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. But that's why you called it in the morning.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Scott.
But no, it's a full PPR, and this week it's receivers. It's really two out of these three. I got in slotted Jameson Williams and Christian Watson. I had, instead of Watson, I had Jacoby Myers in. But I know he's going against Denver. And this is, they're going against Denver, and he doesn't have Devontae. So that's why I went and got Christian Watson. And I did, so those are the Watson and Williams are the two I got in right now. I didn't know if you thought maybe I should rethink Jacoby. There's also Worthy is on the wire and Rashad Bateman. So I'm just trying to nail this flex receiver position. So, like out of those guys.
All right. So yeah, and this is, you know, we look at the types of receivers too, right? Jacoby Myers and PPR, that definitely plays to him. He's more valuable there. Christian Watson, even though he had a really nice game against the Bears last week, he still only caught four passes, right? So that's the one thing where in PPR, there's you're just not going to get the volume with Watson, but the Raiders... Jameson Williams, you're right. They're very similar. Williams and Watson are kind of the same type of player, so... You could be looking at a situation where both guys catch long touchdowns and they make your day. Both guys give you, you know, don't catch their long touchdowns and all of a sudden neither is worth it. So do you want to middle it and maybe go with Williams and Myers, or do you want to swing for the upside again? You know, that's where you kind of got to look at the rest of the lineup, Scott. Do you have a little bit more safety with some of those options? Because again, Watson and Williams, neither guy is going to catch more than five passes in all likelihood. It's just not their game. But I do like the way the Packers have been using Watson lately. He's finally back and healthy. So I would want to use him. And then I just don't, you know, same thing with Williams. The Lions are scoring so much these days that you want a piece of that offense if you can get it. And so I think actually this week with the Broncos and Patrick Surtain probably, you know, following Myers around quite a bit because he is their best pass catcher. And again, nothing, you know, it's not like you feel good about the Raiders quarterback situation, whether it's, you know, Minshew starting or if you go to O'Connell. It's terrible. So I think even though Myers is the guy who's probably safer with five or six catches, I'm swinging for the upside with both Williams and Watson.
Okay, and thanks again for Hill.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks for being a loyal listener. 312-332-3776. That's how you jump on into the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew. Week 12 in the NFL already underway as the Browns beat the Steelers, upset them in the snow. Fun game there. Nick Chubb with a couple of touchdowns. Is he trustworthy? I don't know about that, but... you know, obviously turned some heads with a performance like that against the Steelers rushing defense. So I think we may next week have some interesting calls. And of course, I'm going to be a little less helpful for you next week because it's Thanksgiving. So we've got three Thursday games that will be on ahead of us. So again, if you want some preliminary advice before Sunday morning, you can always reach me on Blue Sky at Jeff Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. This is the Fantasy Football Show every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. here on ESPN 1000, presented by Tullamore Dew. Before we get your Bears coverage going as your home of the Bears, again, Black and Abdallah up next at 8 o'clock. Bears Network pregame show starts at 10 with Waddle, Sylvie, and Dion Miller. And then you will have Bears and Vikings, Joniak and Thayer on the call, J-Mac, Jason McKee on the sidelines, Peggy and Yurko with the post-game coverage, and then I will be back with your post-game, along with Jason McKee and Pat the designer. Also had a chance to catch up with Pat on the Chicago Bears podcast on Friday, so if you need a little extra Bears hit before the game gets going, that is there for you and available on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, let's go on out to Isaac, who is in Denver, Colorado. What's going on, Isaac?
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Isaac, how are you?
Love your work. Oh, you know, just living that dream of trying to sneak into the fantasy playoffs, and it's looking really in doubt with all these buys.
Oh, no. All right, let's see if we can grab a dub here before the playoffs get going.
I was really hoping, I know maybe it's not best for the Bears, but I was actually hoping Swift wasn't going to play because I picked up Johnson, and I just feel better about him, but... Now it's like, gosh, I can't.
Yeah,
I got to start Swift probably. But my real question is, so I picked up Brandon Allen in my flex or super flex, I don't know if it's really worth starting him over these other guys. So I need two of these four. I got Brandon Allen, Jonnu Smith, Xavier Leggett, or the tight end for the Eagles, because I saw
Dallas,
that.
Dallas Goedert?
Yes, Dallas Goedert. So I need two of those four players, a half point PPR.
Boy. Oh, boy. I will say this. Like, yeah, and this is just you know, strategically, I don't feel great about Brandon Allen, but in a super flex, especially in a league where you're chasing, you know, you really kind of need the wins for the playoffs, those other options I don't feel great about, you know, not enough to, you know, if you were talking a stud, I might say okay, but I'm almost always going to default to the quarterback. And the good news is Kyle Shanahan's calling the offense. We've seen him have success with plenty of quarterbacks. Nick Mullins comes to mind, obviously. Even C.J. Beathard for a little while there was somebody who in super flex formats you could use when he was starting for the 49ers. So I think that's ultimately where you got to trust in Kyle Shanahan getting, you know, because all it takes for a quarterback is two touchdowns, and he's basically made your week for you in that super flex spot. Whereas everybody else, you know, if your quarterback doesn't basically get shut out, they're going to have a hard time keeping up with whatever total that guy puts up. So it's just strategically, I have a hard time going against the second quarterback in a super flex.
All right. Love it.
All right, Isaac, take care. I know it wasn't overwhelmingly convincing, but I just think you're in a little bit safer when you go that route. Let's try TJ on the east side. What's up, Tej?
What's up, guys? Good morning. All right. PPR, I have Jaden Daniels, Anthony Richardson, or Matthew Stafford.
So he hasn't run nearly as much over the last month since returning from the rib injury against the Bears, but Jaden Daniels against the Cowboys, I don't know how you could not love that matchup. And Richardson, listen, intriguing. We finally saw him be the player that a lot of people were hoping he would be when they drafted him early this year in drafts, but it's the Lions, so you know, you wonder if that game gets out of hand, what will the how will Anthony Richardson be playing? And then Stafford, it's just he doesn't have, you know, the running. There's a bit of a cap on him because you know he's not going to run. So I'm going to use Jaden Daniels against the Cowboys, TJ.
Also, I wanted to give a shout out to all the women and men in the armed services that won't be here on the holidays. We love you guys. We miss you, and thanks for serving us.
Great. Absolutely. Could not echo those sentiments anymore, TJ. Great job for everybody out there who cannot be where they want to be on the holidays. Absolutely. Hope you're having making the most of it. And as TJ said, thank you so much for all the service men and women out there for doing what they do. Let's try Ken, who is in Beverly. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking the call. My first two picks were McCaffrey and Pacheco and in the draft this year. So you said Pacheco was playing today?
No. He's actually out, Ken. He's out.
Oh, okay. There you go. That was my question. That was all I needed. Appreciate that. I'm going to slot Eckler.
Okay, there you go. So that makes it, cut and dry. So, thanks to Mike from Mount Prospect, because that one did slip by me yesterday afternoon when it came down that Isaiah Pacheco, who Friday was trending, like looking, he was at practice. It looked like he was going to return from injured reserve. Maybe, just maybe, the Chiefs are looking at the Panthers on the schedule. And because Kareem Hunt has been, you know, such a huge savior for them in the running game, maybe they said, you know what, this is a perfect time to we'll just wait one more week here and utilize Kareem Hunt. I don't know. But nevertheless, Isaiah Pacheco will not play today from the NFL Network report. So good catch by Mike in Mount Prospect. Let's go out to our good friend. I think he's the oldest listener for the Fantasy Football Show, George in Racine. I don't know that for a fact, George, but you're the oldest caller who frequently calls in that I'm aware of. So what's going on, George?
Well,
how are you?
Not bad. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and all your loved ones.
Yeah, too. To everybody out there, because, again, Thanksgiving Thursday, I won't have another opportunity on the Fantasy Show. So happy Thanksgiving. Happy early Turkey Day to all those out there.
Well, okay, I'll be real quick because other people want to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a half PPR that I've been playing in for 30 years. I've gotten bit by the bye week monster, but mm-hmm. I have my running back and flex covered, and then I have wide receiver McLaren,
mm-hmm.
and my other wide receivers are on bye except for Jennings.
Okay.
Now, I can go on the waiver wire, I looked, and Keenan Allen's there. It's pretty slim,
yeah.
Jeff.
I like McLaurin and Jennings over both. I like McLaurin and Jennings over Allen for sure, George.
McLaurin and...
And Jennings. Do you need one of those or two for McLaurin and Jennings?
No, I'm going to play McLaurin.
Okay. So
I just need one wide receiver.
Okay, so
and Jennings, I always felt like taking my shot with him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, and I think I'm going to use Juwan Jennings, even though I mentioned at the outset Brandon Allen's concerns me a little bit. But Jennings over Keenan Allen. The truth is that Keenan Allen, you know, the Bears brought him in. I think there was some hope that it could be a high flying offense. I know I personally was hoping that the Bears might be, you know, one of the top 10 offenses in the league with all the skilled position players that they had assembled. But of course, you know, Shane Waldron was not the answer at offensive coordinator. And so now we're at a spot where I don't think Keenan Allen should be, he should not be in most lineups. You really have to be desperate. So, and there's a reason why he's on your waiver wire, George. So I'm still using Juwan Jennings, who was the most productive pass catcher for the 49ers last week, even with Debo out there. And really, I think Juwan Jennings has kind of taken over the Brandon Ayuk role, and he's run away with it. So I think you can actually, you know, again, Allen's the huge question mark here, throwing the ball to Jennings, but I still trust him Brandon Allen. I still trust Juwan Jennings over Keenan Allen, even though Brandon Allen is throwing him the football. All right, there you go. I think I sorted that out for the listeners out there. 312-332-3776. Got three lines open. One more segment to go here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Telemore. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. during the football season. Taking your calls, 312-332-3776 right here on ESPN 1000. Of course, as always, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Telemardu. And it's this time during the show when I bring in Justin Pottinger to give us our daily fantasy play. What do you got this week, Justin?
Yeah, so this week, I think this is only the second time I'm selecting a quarterback, but we're going to have a good pick this week. I've been pretty hot, I feel like, too. Last few weeks I've been hitting these. Mm-hmm. This week I'm going Bo Nix for the Denver Broncos, and he's been red hot. I mean, this rookie has looked fantastic. Top 12 finishes in the last 5 out of the last 7 weeks, he's been a top 12 quarterback. In the last 2 weeks, he's thrown for over 500 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's also got a dream matchup this week. He's playing against the Raiders, who ranked 23rd against quarterbacks this season. And the team overall really has just been poor against the pass. The stats really hasn't shown that on the whole season, but throughout the last couple weeks, the Raiders have really struggled. And Nix, he also played against the Raiders earlier this season. I believe it was week 3, week 2, something like that. He played against the Raiders. He threw 2 touchdowns, also ran one in, which is why I love Nix. He's got a great rushing floor. The only 3 quarterbacks I would start over Bo Nix today is Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert. Nobody else. That list ends there. I would start Bo Nix over everyone else. 6,300 on DraftKings, 8,000 on FanDuel. I'm locking Bo Nix in this week.
All right, there you go. Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy play, Bo Nix. And he's right. Over the last month, especially, Bo Nix has been, he's given you 4 straight 20-point games in fantasy scoring, including 2 where he just missed hitting 40 points, went for 39 a couple of times. So, he, as Justin mentioned, the rushing floor really gives you something to build on with Bo Nix for your daily fantasy lineup. Let's go on out to Fort Worth, Texas, and say hello to Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, what's going on? I got a quarterback question because I got Joe Burrow on the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pick up Caleb Williams, pair him up with DJ Moore. He looked a little better last week, didn't score, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can also get Brandon Allen, pair him up with Juwan Jennings, or I could do Hunter Henry or... Yeah, Hunter Henry and pair him up with Drake May. Or if Pottinger's right, I could go with Bo Nix. So I need a quarterback out of those 4.
Yeah, so of those options, Daniel, I'm definitely going to roll with Bo Nix. I think Justin's on to something there. You know, when initially Caleb versus Drake May, when you threw that out there, I was thinking, you know what, I think I might use Drake May over Caleb today because Brian Flores is a tough matchup. But with Bo Nix as an option, you definitely have to use him against the Raiders. That's kind of a no-brainer. Let's try Ali, who's in Rogers Park. What's up, Ali?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good, man.
Thanks very, very much for taking my call. So I had, I needed two from these four, Malik Nabers, Tyrone Tracy, DeAndre Hopkins, or Tucker Kraft. I think I heard you say that, you know, Malik Nabers and
Tracy,
Tyrone Tracy are pretty safe to go ahead and put back into your lineup.
Well, I feel better. I'll say this, Ali. I feel better about using them with DeVito now, or now that DeVito actually has, you know, they've gotten away from Daniel Jones. I think the change was much needed here. But I will say this. I don't think loading up on Giants is a great idea either.
Unfortunately, I have Nick Chubb on the bench.
Okay.
So,
yeah, listen.
Yeah, that was so my stupidity. So.
I think Tracy, actually, I'd use Tracy over Nabers at this point. And then it's just a question of, do you want to diversify and go with Hopkins? I think I would. I'd go Tracy and Hopkins. And just because I don't want two Giants in my lineup, if I at least with, you know, kind of want to see DeVito before I get fully committed with both those guys. The good thing is that both Tracy and Nabers are talented players. So I think moving forward, you might have a chance to use them both in the lineup. But this week, let's wait and see once and see how it goes. Let's try Nick in Hammond, Indiana. What's going on, Nick? You're on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, Nick.
I got a somewhat good problem. I have Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert today.
Yeah, so, boy, I will say that, you know, Patrick Mahomes, I just, the Chiefs, they're running the football and they are apologizing to no one. It's obviously been crushing for Mahomes owners in fantasy football this season. Justin Herbert with a dream matchup in the old, the whole Harbaugh 3. Jim versus John on Monday Night Football. I'm going to use Justin Herbert. He looks healthy. You saw it last week on Sunday Night Football. Now you get your crack to watch him on Monday Night Football. So I'm going to use Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes, Nick.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. How about Cooper in Gulf, Illinois? What's up, Cooper?
Good morning, Jeff. Couple questions. Number one, Stafford or Darnold? And possibly the option of Knicks if he's still available. I don't know if he is.
So I'd use Knicks first, but Stafford over Darnold Cooper.
Okay. And then one of the following four PPR, Juwan Jennings, Cade Otton, Jacoby Myers, or Tyler Lockett?
Yeah, I'm going to still use Jennings over the others, even though I kind of bagged on Brandon Allen all day. But of those guys, I feel safest with him, so I would use Juwan Jennings. How about A-Rod in Morton Grove? What's up, A-Rod?
Hey, good morning, guys. Is it safe to say, can we trust Jonathan Taylor, Kyren Williams, and Bucky Irving?
Yeah, I think, I mean, listen, like, they're all, you know, bell cow running backs. So, yes, I think you can, A-Rod.
Oh, okay, because if we were not able to trust them, then I will say, you know, on my bench, I have Quentin Johnson and Javonte Williams.
Yeah, no,
Hawkinson.
I think the only one who you would even consider is benching would be Bucky Irving, but he's clearly been the focal point of the Bucks running game, so I'd still use him. All right, that does it for me, folks. I see Black and Abdallah waiting in the wings, getting set to get you set for Bears and Vikings coming your way at noon. Before then, of course, though, they will give you your pregame action. I will be back later tonight, right around 5:30, with your post-game coverage with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer. So I will talk to you then. Thank you, Justin Pottinger and Sean Graney, for producing. I'll talk to you later right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.